While reading an article about rich people and their private jets, I was reminded of a billionaire friend of mine who, until his death, did just the opposite. His name? Sam Cummings. His occupation? The world's largest arms merchant. Or as one magazine called him, the Merchant of Menace. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. While his company called InterArms had its warehouses and factories where it reconditioned used weapons in Manchester, England and Alexandria, Virginia, Sam lived in grand style in Monte Carlo. But he was parsimonious. He always flew coach when he traveled the world meeting with heads of state who needed vast quantities of small arms or jet fighters. Always stayed in Holiday Inns. When he sent me postcards, they were neatly typed to fill up the entire card. If he had little to say, he'd, as he told me, discuss at great length the weather. He once bought a pair of sandals for 10 francs, and when a friend said, "Hey, Sam, why would someone as wealthy as you buy just a pair of 10-franc sandals?" he answered, "Because they would not sell them to me for 9 francs." The moral is, you never know who you're sitting next to when flying coach. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.